Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We begin today with the opening prayer. Almighty, ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command. Help us to love what you ask of us, because we can't see the whole picture. And it's so easy to say, oh, I can't do that, or I don't want to do that, or that's stupid. It's so easy. The God of heaven and earth, sometimes we have the gall to stand up and say, that doesn't make any sense, and I'm not going to do it. Follow him, and you'll see how much sense it makes. It will give you the light of life. So increase our faith, increase our hope, increase our charity, and make us love what you command. Help us to love what you command. The more you do what he commands, the more peace you find for yourself. And the more you really do begin to love his commands, because you know they're going to bring you to life, not to confusion. They're going to bring you into the light, not darkness. We stumble around so much. And part of the reason we do is because we're not willing to take God at his word. We want to do it our way. We want to live life my way. But you didn't create yourself. God the Creator created you and wants you with him for all eternity. So put your pride in your pocket and bow down before him. Acknowledge him. You know, there was a time in my life where I really had to do that. I had to go before the Lord on my knees. And it's a good thing to pray on your knees at times. But I really had to, at the beginning of every prayer time, and say, you are God and I am not. I'm the beneficiary. I'm not the source of the good. I need to follow you more closely. Give me grace to humble myself and to do what you ask. And brothers and sisters, when I did that day after day, it's a process of evangelizing yourself. And you begin to experience, after a while, a peace you've never had. I encourage all of you to follow the Lord. I encourage all of you to bow down before him, to repent before him, even day after day, sometimes several times a day. I took it into my own hands again, Lord. I wanted what I wanted. I'm stubborn. I'm proud. Sometimes I'm arrogant. Forgive me, Lord. Just pray that way. Pray honestly before him. And watch how he enters into your life more and more and brings you the peace, as Scripture says, that surpasses all understanding. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. Very important passage in Scripture. It's the end of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, near the end. Brothers and sisters, draw your strength from the Lord and from his mighty power. Put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. Therefore, put on the armor of God that you may be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to hold your ground. When you've done what God has asked, then stand. Don't give up. Don't turn back. Don't sit down. Stand. Hold your ground. So stand fast with your loins girded in truth, clothed with righteousness as a breastplate. That means I try to live life according to God's word and to what God has taught us. And when I fail, I repent right away. Clothed with righteousness as a breastplate, your feet shod in readiness for the gospel of peace. You want to bring the gospel to people, other people. Your feet are ready to do that, to take you on your way. You don't have to be a theologian to share with people what you've learned, what you see, how true the word of God is, and the fruit that it bears in your life. Your feet shod in readiness for the gospel of peace, to bring peace into situations that are in turmoil. In all circumstances, hold faith as a shield to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and supplication, pray at every opportunity in the Spirit. And to that end, be watchful with all perseverance and supplication for all the holy ones, and also for me, that speech may be given me to open my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, so that I may have the courage to speak as I must. Brothers and sisters, this passage, Ephesians 6, is a passage of learning how to put on the armor of God to protect you when you fight the battles, internal battles, external battles. God wants to give you help, serious help. It's the power of His Spirit at work to clothe us with the armor of God. I've done a CD some years ago where I did 5 or 6 radio programs that dealt with each part of this armor that we are being asked to put on. And if you'd like a copy of it, you can just go to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. And when you get to our website, click on bookstore, and you want the CD called Be Strong in the Lord. The name of the CD is Be Strong in the Lord. I really urge you to take a look at it. Go to our website, check our bookstore. You can listen to my radio program and Peter Herbeck's radio program from that website. If you're caught that you can't listen to it on the station, you prefer it a particular time, you can always go to our website and rehear it. So I want you to look for my CD called Be Strong in the Lord, and you can order it from there. Psalm 144, Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for battle, my fingers for war, my mercy and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I trust, who subdues my people under me. O God, I will sing a new song to you. With a 10-stringed lyre, I will chant your praise. You give victory to kings. You deliver David, your servant, from the evil sword. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. God wants to give us the equipment. And in this case, it's equipment that's preparing us for war. What is the breastplate of righteousness? What is the sword of the Spirit? What is the helmet of salvation? My feet shod with the sandals of the gospel of peace. What does all that mean? Take a look at Ephesians 6. It's here, but read it in context. Take a look at the whole 6th chapter of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, we're entering difficult times in our country. We just are. The elections are soon upon us. We want to be equipped and ready to deal with life. I say that generally for the moment, but I want you to understand that I think we can look around and see that our country is in difficulty. We need to pray. As I encouraged you last week, take a day of fasting. Ask God to have mercy upon us. Ask God to lead us. And no matter what the outcome, God wants His people, His sons and daughters, ready. Ready to bring the gospel of peace. Ready to bring hope. He wants us ready. But if we haven't experienced it in our own lives first, how can we give it away? Take some time with these scriptures, please. With all prayer and supplication, pray at every opportunity in the Spirit. To that end, be watchful with all perseverance and supplication for all the holy ones and also for me, that speech may be given me to open my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains, so that I may have the courage to speak as I must. All of us are in situations at times where we need to have the courage to speak what must be spoken. The more closely we are aligned with the Lord, the more deeply we're walking with the Lord in union with Him, the more ready we are to speak the words of truth and of love and of peace, of encouragement and of hope. Pay heed, brothers and sisters, please. Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away, leave this area, because Herod wants to kill you." And he replied, "You go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose. Yet I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day, for it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem.'" He's going on his way preaching the gospel. He's going toward Jerusalem where he knows he will die. He's trying to reach people as much as he can. And the Pharisees are saying, "Just go away." And they're trying to say it's because Herod wants to kill you. And maybe that was part of their motive. But part of it was because Jesus was disrupting things. And the Pharisees, who were keeping to the letter of the law, were having everything kind of thrown up in the air for them. And they didn't like it. They were uncomfortable and they were getting angry. So they say to him, "You go away because Herod wants to kill you. But in reality, we want you out of here. We want you out of our situation. We want, quote, peace." But peace meant following their rule, their law. They had made the law their God rather than God their God. Therefore, they could not recognize even when the Messiah was in their midst. They had become blind and deafened. And it's easy for that to happen for all of us. "Jerusalem, Jerusalem," says Jesus, "you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearned to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned." Jesus must have wept over them. He did. He wept over Jerusalem. "Because we kill the prophets and stone those sent to you. I wanted to gather you to myself as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings for protection. I wanted to gather you." Here's the loving heart of God. "But you were unwilling." Are we unwilling? Please, brothers and sisters, there's no real security and protection outside our relationship with God. Everything else goes up and down. It's our relationship with God that's essential. I was going to say very important, but it's far more than that. It's essential. Without it, you don't have life. So I urge you to enter more deeply into a relationship with God, which means repenting of your pride that says, "I don't need God, I can take care of myself." Or whatever it is that we say to keep God at a distance from us. Please, please, bow down before God. Ask him for your family. Ask him for your parish. Ask him for your country. That he would use you as a real disciple of Jesus Christ. Because you've bowed down before him. You've submitted to him. And he will set you free. Submission to God does not mean that you're shackled and bound. It actually does the opposite. It sets you free to follow him more closely and to know the blessing of a relationship with him. Please, brothers and sisters, take heed. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.